Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
I have the wrong earphones in. I'm thinking, how come I'm not hearing anything? But I can hear something through Andrew's earphones. And I'm like, I better do something about this quick.
I had to turn mine down.
Did you?
Whoever had their headphones in before obviously wanted it full blast. And that would have been a little much for my ears at this point. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. I like that Man City jersey.
Thank you.
A jersey?
It's a jacket. It's actually kind of a matching tracksuit. It was on
sale. A matching tracksuit.
So it's
for
got
man's. Where would you buy that in Denver?
You wouldn't buy it in Denver. You'd buy it online, literally from the team store that was having a sale. And of course, being a globally renowned soccer club, it's very easy to get the stuff over here, just like it is in England. And it was 40% off. And I thought,
I got news for you. Yeah. I got news for you. Buying a Man City, matching jumpsuit, if that's what you want to call it, that's like buying Jets gear. It's the Giants in New York. It's Man City. It's not Man City, it's Man U. That's the team. Man U, they're the Dodgers. Man City, they're the Angels.
Except,
if that's who you want to support, that's fine.
Except that they've won more and a lot more in the last decade than Man U has. So I would say
which organization has the richer tradition?
No, it's not about it's not just about tradition. It's what you've become. They have pulled themselves up from being kind of this wayward club who had a loyal fan base. And
I don't think anybody in Denver
relevant.
Cares about Man City. Yeah. But that's that's a sharp looking track outfit.
I'm glad you think it's sharp because I have to admit I
wouldn't wear
it,
but it looks good on you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's got kind of that 90s vibe to it, doesn't it?
It sure does. I wouldn't wear it.
The design is a little bit crazy, but I like things that are a little bit crazy sometimes.
Okay. Why don't you get some Tevas to go with it? Oh, that's 80s.
Some what?
See? Get some Tevas. Those are like those sandals.
Oh, I thought you were going to say top it off with a members only jacket. I'm like,
No. All right, listen, we got to get to the show.
I'm sure people are
thrilled about what you are wearing. I'm glad that I brought it up, but not for the last 2-3 minutes. I'm not going to be able to get back in my life.
I'm just embracing my Russian mobster within.
Nice. Well, you know what? They would wear something like that.
Yes, they would.
All right. I want to let you know we are giving away in the second hour of the show one large specialty pizza at Marco's Pizza in Aurora. Two great locations. One is off of Smoky Hill Road, the other's off of Quincy. And I was at the one off of Smoky Hill Road yesterday, and Debbie, one of the owners, came on the show last week and was talking about that pepperoni melt. Mm-hmm. Dude, that thing was so solid. I love a lot of cheese, and that thing had a lot of cheese, pepperoni. I added some onion to it. Crust is amazing. That is an absolute winner. That could be my new favorite pizza now.
And it's pizza weather right now, by the way.
Every temperature outside is pizza weather.
It is, but there's something about gray, kind of rainy, kind of misty. It puts you in the mood for a slice of fresh, hot pizza.
I agree.
The cheese melting. I mean, it's delicious.
It was so good. So one of the specialty pizzas of Marco's Pizza is the pepperoni melt. The white pizza with bacon, fantastic. I've always been partial to the barbecue pizza, but I got to tell you, new leader in the clubhouse, that pepperoni melt. We're going to give that away, talking about an opportunity to win a gift certificate for a specialty pizza in the second hour of the show. Time now for the lead.
The lead is presented by Marco's Pizza in Aurora, where everything is fresh, never frozen, like the dough and sauces to go with hand-cut meats and veggies. Order today at either location off Smoky Hill Road or Quincy in Aurora.
Okay, per NFL Network's James Palmer, he's joined the show more than a few times. The Broncos executives believe there is, quote, a real possibility they can get Aaron Rodgers, and the Broncos have multiple trade packages ready to go to start a negotiation. In the meantime, Devontae Adams, wide receiver for the Packers and Rodgers' best target by far, said on a sports talk show today, quote, for now, Rodgers and the Packers have got to iron out a few things, then hopefully I'll be back on the show and we will be celebrating. saying that they've got to iron out a few things is kind of like saying when your house is flooded, and I'm talking about the whole basement is filled with water, that's kind of like saying we have a little moisture in our basement.
Yeah, and clearly Devontae Adams is thinking about life without Aaron Rodgers, right? Because in that same interview, he said if Rodgers left, quote, it would change a lot. It doesn't mean I'd be gone, but I definitely have to do some extra thinking if my guy wasn't here.
Yeah. Have you been hearing anything lately, hear anything over the weekend that makes you believe the Packers will trade Rodgers?
Nothing that changed over the weekend. I mean, I think basically it's, we're kind of in entering sort of a little bit of a holding pattern here.
Right.
And I would say the, even though there was some slight movement in the Vegas odds today, early this morning, I don't think there's any appreciable movement up or down.
I need to say something about this. Okay. There's a real misnomer about Vegas predicting.
Well,
Aaron Rodgers. Hold on. Can I finish what I'm saying, please? Yeah. Thank you.
Well, I know, but
I don't need you to interrupt me. Let me finish my point, then comment.
Well, I thought you were trying
to undermine my... If I say the word the, and then I add a subject and a verb, just let me finish.
I thought you were trying to undermine my point about the odds.
I'm not undermining your point. I'm undermining the narrative that what Vegas is. Vegas is not predicting at all, that Aaron Rodgers is coming here. What they are doing is they're making a smart financial decision, which is they're letting the bettors decide. So they're upping the odds, lowering the odds. They're not upping the odds and lowering the odds based on their information. They're just trying to make sure it goes 50-50. That if Rodgers does come here, at least they win half of the money in. And if they lose, they're going to be fine too.
But if they're adjusting the odds in favor of the Broncos, that means that there's money that is coming on the Broncos.
Okay. They are adjusting the odds based on what bettors are saying, not their intel.
Maybe so, the bettors have intel, though. Maybe not the Joe average person who's plunking down.
Well, those are the most of the people doing it. And oh, by the way, if somebody, because this is essentially a prop bet anyway. So if somebody put $10 million on this, they would shut the thing down. These are prop bets, right? That's essentially what they are. Vegas is not deciding. Vegas doesn't have this great intel on what Aaron Rodgers is doing. It's getting more and more in favor of the Broncos to land Aaron Rodgers because more people are betting either for or against it. The bettors are deciding where the line is. Vegas is just trying to make sure it covers its own ass.
And the bettors are reacting to what gets out there.
Correct.
And everything going out there seems to indicate that this isn't going to get done for Rodgers to stay in Green Bay. That the chances are poor. Now the question is just when does it happen? It's all about when does Green Bay reach acceptance that Aaron Rodgers is not coming back. Do they get there in June or they get there later?
I had a conversation with somebody today who's very much in the know with what's going on. He has texted with Rodgers more than a few times on this situation. And he and I were talking today, and I said, what do you think the chances are that he leaves Green Bay? And he said, 80 to 90%. Leaves for another NFL
team. See, that's the key thing. I mean, I think it's fair to say that if you said Aaron Rodgers has played his last game as a Packer, I think that is not a sure thing, but it's a very safe bet.
Correct.
The question is, when does Green Bay reach the point where they say, okay, we're better off taking a deal rather than forcing him to retire? If he retires, Rodgers pays him $29.8 million.
And he can afford it, and that's fine. And then the Packers are losing out on draft picks
and a
stud player. And that leads me to this.
And that has value, too.
Because as James Palmer pointed out, that the Broncos have multiple trade package scenarios. With that, I've been thinking about this a lot. I think I saw you put some stuff out on Twitter this morning. I think the Broncos are the best trading partner by far. I don't even think there's a close set. I don't even think there's a close second.
Well, think about like what the Raiders would have to do. The Raiders would have to shed at least the Derek Carr contract And would Green Bay be willing to do that? They may say we'd rather ride Jordan Love and get as many other pieces as we can. Because their philosophy to kind of recover what they're losing may well be, let's build up as much as we can around Jordan Love this year and next year with draft capital and player capital, to where even without Aaron Rodgers, we can still go 10-7, 11-6 and be relevant and not fall too far. They're going to fall, but they can mitigate the damage because it's not a bad roster. It's a good roster. They can mitigate the damage by dealing with the Broncos, who not only have draft capital, but they have young player capital. And that's the key thing. Young player capital. The Broncos could give up Bradley Chubb. They could give up Jerry Jeudy. They could give up Courtland.
Who are the Raiders giving up? Darren Waller? No. So who else would the Packers want?
Right.
Who would they want? Darren Waller is the only guy off that roster. And I'll tell you something. We'll talk about this more later on in the show. For as much as we have criticized John Elway for this team missing the playoffs over the last 5 years and how he has messed up the quarterback situation, and I will just give a quick primer right here. This cap situation is in great shape, and they have a lot of young talent on both sides of the ball.
And it's in great shape for next year as well, too.
So with that, this is why the Broncos are a no-brainer. They have young guys under control that they can trade. The Raiders don't have that.
And not only are they young...
Hold on, can I finish, please?
I thought you gave me a pause.
You know what? I'm just not going to pause anymore. I'm just going to keep talking until I'm out of breath, and then I'm going to look at you, and I'm going to say, I'm going to have a sign that says, just catching my breath.
Because
I got to keep talking.
So it's going to be afternoon drive with Goodman.
No, it won't be afternoon drive with Goodman, but I'm afraid that if I do breathe, you're going to pop right in. So let me just finish this. Number one, they have trade assets. Number two, they have cap flexibility because they have the third largest amount of cap space over any team in football, depending on who you read. I know Jacksonville has a lot of space. The Broncos are right there with them.
They're number two Broncos. Or the Jaguars are one, Broncos one. Are two.
With that. Okay, I saw the Broncos is number three today. The point is they have a lot of cap space. Then you look at Derek Carr. I'd rather have Derek Carr over Teddy Bridgewater as well. But the difference is with Derek Carr, you're paying him 19 plus million. And with Teddy Bridgewater, you're paying him 4.5.
And don't forget that when the Packers trade Rodgers, the signing bonus accelerates. So there's a big number on him right away.
Right.
And there's another thing. You talk about positions that the Broncos could trade from. They could sacrifice a young wide receiver and they would be more than fine in terms of pass catchers.
Yep.
They could also sacrifice Bradley Chubb, and Von Miller and Malik Reed is an above average pair of edge rushers. We've already seen that Malik Reed with Bradley Chubb on the other side can get 8 sacks.
They're good for this year.
They have to plan for the long term, but they're good.
Well, they're going to... Vaughn, if he has a good season, he's going to want a ton of money. And then you have Aaron Rodgers on the team. What are you going to do? I'd rather have Chubb under control.
Well, you'd have Chubb under control, but maybe Vaughn takes a little bit less because
maybe
Aaron Rodgers is around. And that's another thing you're counting on in your team construction is we saw it in Tampa Bay. We're seeing it. We see it in Kansas City. The elite quarterback causes guys to come back for, say, 80 to 90% of what they'd make on the open market.
For roughly 2 years, I spent the majority of the day on Mile High Sports Radio during my show in Morning Drive talking about Tim Tebow. And it was just like Groundhog's Day. I plan on talking about him with you one more time now because he's going to be back in the NFL. He's going to be back. Not playing quarterback, though. Is this a publicity stunt or... is this a brilliant move? And hear me out on this in the next segment. Or is this a brilliant move by Urban Meyer? That's next. Go down, yeah, but for the
fall, ooh, my heart. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world.
Well, she looks so sad in photographs. I absolutely love her.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back, Afternoon Drive. Goodman, Mason, watch us, milehighsports.com. You can reach us, Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. You can also listen to the show, by the way, 98.1 FM, 107.5 HD3. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Mighty Plumbing and Heating. Why does Mighty Plumbing and Heating have nearly 155-star reviews? No one has better service, and they will meet or beat any written offer. Go to MightyPH.com.
Okay, per multiple reports, the Jaguars are planning on signing Tim Tebow to a one-year deal. He will not play quarterback. He will be a tight end. By the time this upcoming season starts, he will be 34 years old. He hasn't played in a game, I believe, since 2012. I don't know if that's exactly right, but it's been a while.
Regular season game, yes. He's been in two camps since
right.
then.
With that, how do you think this is going to work out?
He's 34 years old. I think Urban Meyer will do everything he can to get him on the roster. But, and the Jags are tight, kind of tight end poor right now. So there's an opening. There's a gleam, as the late Marty Schottenheimer would say. I don't know that he would make it on talent alone. I think he's going to make it because he's Tim Tebow.
Well, maybe they have a minor league team like the Mets do, and he can go down there.
Wouldn't that be nice if pro football had an actual developmental league?
Right.
Where you know what? And if pro football had a developmental league, Tim Tebow would never have gone 9 years between NFL regular season games, potentially.
I'm not suggesting that Timmy can't do this, okay? But let's put something in perspective here. Rob Gronkowski, already retired, came back, and he's 31. And he's 31. He's getting ready to turn 32 later on this week. And Timmy is a couple of years older than him. I guess my big question for Timmy is, and this was my, you and I didn't do the show when I did the show on, in the morning show, I believe I was doing with Mark Kisle at the time. Here's my deal with Timmy. Timmy was a terrible quarterback, decent guy, although I've heard enough things about him that maybe wasn't as great of a guy as people say. Timmy wanted the soapbox to preach, and you get that every Wednesday during the season as the quarterback. You don't have the same platform to preach when you aren't the quarterback, and that's something that I don't think he wanted to give up. But for Urban Meyer, he's willing to give it up, obviously, and become a tight end. But I got to tell you something. This could be a brilliant move by Urban Meyer.
Tell me why.
Where are all the eyes going to be focused if Tim Tebow is not on the roster?
So, if Tim Tebow is not on the roster, they're focused on the number one overall pick.
No, that's it. And now with Tebow
in there, you've divided up.
Exactly. Put a period at the end of the sentence. All eyes, including people with three eyes, will be looking at Trevor Lawrence. You bring in Timmy, the circus might not be such a bad thing because you divert some attention away from him. Although then again, I don't think that's why Urban Meyer's bringing him in. But that would be, that is an interesting theory that I just made up because I didn't take my medication today.
You didn't?
Huh? What?
You didn't?
No, I did not.
You know, it makes sense. I will say that it's Urban Meyer doing his guy a favor. I mean, Tim Tebow did an awful lot for Urban Meyer. I mean, you could say that if Urban Meyer has a beach house, that Tim Tebow built it.
And if he was doing him a favor, he'd have brought him back as a quarterback.
Why? He just picked Trevor Lawrence.
No, I'm saying as a backup. If he really wanted to do Timmy a favor, he would have brought him back at the position that he wants to play.
But ultimately,
not as a tight end.
But ultimately, Urban Meyer does work for people, even though he is very high up the tree in Jacksonville, and he has mostly full control. there are two people above him with the last name Khan, owner Shahid Khan and his son.
Shaka.
Who?
Or Ratha.
Yeah. Oh, stop it. Come on. Come on. And the Khan.
No, is that inaccurate? I read that on Wikipedia. I've heard that's not 100% accurate.
Oh, my gosh. Gosh. But anyway, Shahid Khan and Tony Khan are two people who would very clearly say, you know what? You can have Tebow on your roster, but he can't be a quarterback. Another thing is Urban Meyer took the job knowing that Trevor Lawrence was going to be his quarterback.
I understand.
He's obviously been fine with Trevor Lawrence from the moment he got the job.
I'll tell you something else. What you don't want to have happen is to have Tim Tebow in the same room with Trevor Lawrence, with Tebow as the quarterback Yoda. You don't want that.
No.
You want them to be on separate sides of the building.
Well, you don't.
Hey, this is the way the conversation would. This is the way the conversation would go. Okay, just for fun, I'll be Timmy, and you can be.
I'll be Urban Meyer.
Okay, don't be Urban Meyer. I want you to be Trevor Lawrence, and I'll be Timmy. Ask me a question about quarterbacking.
Hey, Tim. We're in some big games here trying to compete for the playoffs. What can you tell me about playing, how to succeed in those crunch time situations down the stretch like you did back 10 years ago?
Reading the defense is completely overrated. I was never very good at it. What I would do is I would take the game into my own hands, and after the ball is snapped, look at my first read. I'm not available. I'm going to run around like I'm being chased by bees. And I will make something happen because that's just who I am. You have to put the ball in your own hands. That's what you need to do. You can put it in God's hands, but I'd rather have it in my hands. And when the ball is in my hands, good things happen. Now, granted, that only usually works out with 2 minutes to go in the game. I can't help you with the first 58 minutes. Because if you listen to my advice, it is going to be ugly. But when the game is on the line, don't trust your teammates. Take over. Because that's the type of talent that you have, and that's why you were the number one overall pick in the draft.
All right, Tim, I have another question for you. Here's a picture of this defensive alignment. Is it cover one, cover two, cover zero? What do we got here?
It doesn't really matter because I was never very good at reading defenses. And what I would do is if a play broke down, if my first read wasn't there, I would run. And because I'm so big, and I certainly don't want to avoid contact, I would try and plow people over. Now, you might have a bit of a problem. You are taller than me, but you are as thin as a twig. You might want to eat more and put on more weight. I've seen you run in college. You certainly have great legs. You run like a gazelle. But if I were you, I would slide. Me, I'm a tank. If I get hit, I dish out as much punishment.
All right. Okay, Tim, I appreciate that. And
Godspeed.
Here's what you can do for me since I'm the team captain, presumably.
Already?
I would not be surprised if T-Law were the team captain this year. You got a big game this Sunday against the Broncos. You make sure that you're chipping Vaughn and Bradley Chubb, and we're going to go do our thing and win a big home game.
I'm not so sure about that. I'm there to catch balls, so the more touchdowns I score, people will want to talk to me in the locker room, and I can talk about other things other than football because, quite frankly, nobody cares about a guy who's just blocking.
Well, you're going to have to do some blocking if you're going to be a tight end.
That's not my understanding, okay? I'm not here to block for you. I'm here to help you in the passing game. And even though my 40 time is way below what it used to be, I'm going to be more like a Gronkowski, Jimmy Graham type. I'm really not here to block. I'm here to catch touchdown passes.
Coach, can we talk here about one of the guys on our offense?
God bless. Coming up after the break, our Rocky Mountain Forest products shout out question. Okay, NFL schedule comes out on Wednesday. I'd be willing to bet the house against a cup of coffee that Aaron Rodgers to the Broncos will not happen before Wednesday. With that, if he was on the team right now, I'd bet the house against a cup of coffee that schedule would look much different if he was on the roster today than not being on the roster. What are the NFL schedule makers going to do to prepare for a team without Rodgers and a Broncos team with Rodgers? How will they square that circle? That's next. Friends in no places where the whiskey drowns and the beer
fixes my blues.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back. Afternoon Drive, Goodman, Mason. Watch us, milehighsports.com. You can listen 98.1 FM, 107.5 HD3. Reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed. At Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending? Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
All right, time now for the Rocky Mountain Forest Product shout-out question to our friends Ty, Cal, Kate, and Evan from the Just Us Guys podcast. And guys, here is your question. NFL schedule comes out on Wednesday. If you're putting together the schedule, the guy for the league putting together the schedule, how do you square the circle of the Denver Broncos? Because I would guess that the schedule, if Rodgers was on the roster today, would look a lot different than what is likely going to be put out because he is currently not on the roster. What do you do as an NFL schedule maker?
You try to create maximum flexibility. And of course, you have flexible scheduling for Sunday night football and even coming to Monday night, but there are other ways around it. For example, you have those late season Saturdays and Sundays where they would take five games and say, okay, some are going to be on Saturday, some are on Sunday. And so you take those and you put Broncos games like in both those Saturdays, and then you have the potential to create another couple of national television games and games that that CBS and Fox can't protect. So there are ways around it to ensure that you've got maximum possibilities available, especially late in the season.
What do you do for the Packers? Because you know what? Let me answer that really quickly. Mm-hmm. I do think that you backload it. They aren't playing a really tough schedule this year. You have the Steelers, you have the Browns, you have the Ravens, you have the Chiefs, mm-hmm. okay? Those are the only four teams that they are playing with winning records, then throw in the Chargers. I think those games against the AFC North, they go in the back half of the schedule. And the Chiefs, the Broncos don't play the Chiefs for a while. I don't think they're playing them within the first 7 weeks of the season.
I wouldn't schedule a game with them until Veterans Day.
Exactly. All right, guys, what say you with that? How do you schedule the Packers?
Oh, well, maybe what you start by saying,
they're going to stink with Jordan Love.
They're not going to stink.
Yes, they are.
But they're going to be quiet. They're not going to be all that relevant nationally. What you do with the Packers is I think you put them on early in the season because there's going to be the curiosity factor of life without Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
And maybe that's where you're talking about a Green Bay Chicago in week two, for example, as a Sunday or Monday night game. That's got some intrigue. You could have a couple of young quarterbacks. It's a great rivalry, so it's going to be a watchable game in general, no matter what. But if you put them on late in the season, you have to have flex options. But here's the thing. With flexible scheduling on Sunday night football.
And that's the final how many weeks?
It's actually the final 12 weeks. They extended it in October.
Okay.
But here's the thing. CBS and Fox can protect a game every week. And you know, for example, if Fox has, for say, Broncos Cowboys, and Aaron Rodgers is playing for the Broncos, Fox is going to put the black ball in and protect that. Broncos Chiefs on CBS is saying, we're protecting that. You might be left with kind of some under-the-radar games that you're left to take potentially in flex scheduling to get the Broncos with Rodgers on a little more. Like, for example, say maybe CBS doesn't protect Denver at Cleveland, but that's one
I can understand that.
That's a second tier game that could have punch. Broncos, Chargers, same thing. Because remember, yep, CBS in particular has an interesting dynamic here because the AFC is laden with marquee quarterbacks.
Right.
Mahomes, you could have Rodgers, Herbert, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen. So they are only going to protect but so many Bronco games to where NBC might be able to kind of sneak in there and grab a couple. Maybe they're not Broncos Chiefs, but they're like Broncos Browns, perhaps. Maybe Broncos Steelers if the Steelers are down. There are possibilities.
Okay. I can see the Broncos games being the most protected games in the league.
More so than even Kansas City.
Yes, I do.
Is this sort of because, with all respect to the Chiefs, the Broncos kind of have a level of national popularity that the Chiefs don't have, and now you're throwing Aaron Rodgers as another log on the fire?
There's the curiosity of, we know what Mahomes can do in Kansas City. We don't know what Aaron Rodgers can do with the Denver Broncos.
That's true.
It's like you got a brand new toy. If Mahomes is a Maserati, CBS has been driving that thing around the block more than a few times, and they have enjoyed the ride and capitalized on it. But now you got a McLaren, and that's Aaron Rodgers. You want to take that thing for a spin, because then you look at the Broncos defense. You have Von Miller and Bradley Chubb. You have Fuller as a new cornerback. You have Justin Simmons. And then you have Cortland Sutton's back and Jerry Jeudy and Javonte Williams. There are a lot of things to find interesting about the Broncos. And oh, by the way, Vic Fangio is their defensive coordinator. How is he going to look with some serious talent defensively?
Oh, and there are some delicious possibilities as well, schedule-wise, because you know one that just hit me? Broncos-Cowboys Thanksgiving.
Here.
You think they wouldn't want to have that game penciled in for the late window on Thanksgiving?
I'll ask you, and we are projecting out here, and I get this. Mm-hmm. We are projecting out, and I get this. I don't want anyone to take what I'm saying absolutely literally. Mm-hmm. If Noah Fant grows this season, this is all this season.
Yeah.
If Noah Fant grows to what we think he could be, and so does Jerry Jeudy and Hamler, and Javonte Williams becomes quite the pick, and we finally get the tandem of Von Miller and Chubb, something that, you know, we've been waiting for since Chubb was drafted, and we know how good the secondary is. If these guys reach their potential and do what we think they can do, then throw Aaron Rodgers in the mix coming off an MVP season, can you make the case? I'm not saying it's going to happen, because you have to win a Super Bowl to make this case. But do they have the case to have the most balanced team in the history of this franchise?
In the history of the Broncos,
In the history of the Broncos.
But I would say this.
But everybody has to reach potential.
Right. Everyone has to reach their potential. The only roster that you'd even think about taking ahead of Denver's is Tampa Bay's.
No, I'm talking about... No.
Right,
no.
But I mean, I'm league-wide.
I'm talking about franchise history when you look back at the Elway, Terrell Davis Super Bowl.
And that's what I said, but I mean, and that's why I said, yeah, in the history of this franchise, yes, but I would argue it probably isn't that because of what they've constructed down in Tampa.
Right.
It may not even be the most balanced roster or best roster in the NFL, but the point being, if we're talking about them in the same conversation as the Bucs, we are talking about them as a team that a lot of people are going to pick to be in the Super Bowl merit.
I was talking to a friend of mine in Kansas City. He's a big Chiefs fan. And I said, I got to tell you, I think there are going to be a lot of people that pick the Broncos to go to the Super Bowl. And he said, over the Chiefs? I said, they get Rodgers. Yeah. I said, I'm not saying I'm going to be one of those guys. But there are going to be a lot of people. Everybody loves the sexy pick. And again, the McLaren, if he drives into town, it's going to be like when Manning came to town. Think of the possibilities. And let's be honest here. The best Broncos team in the Manning years was his first season in 2012, they should have gone to the Super Bowl. What do you have coming up on Mountain High Appliance, just in case you missed it?
The Colorado Avalanche are winners of 5 of their last 6, and they only have 3 games left in the regular season before playoffs start. They're playing Vegas tonight. We'll give that game a little look after the break right here on Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason on Mile High Sports.
Yeah, they're invincible, and she's just in the background.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back. Afternoon Drive. Goodman Mason. Watch us at milehighsports.com. You can reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you are looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. In the meantime, I know the weather is a little bit cool right now. Might even snow tomorrow, but then it is supposed to heat up, and then I think we are officially going to be heading headfirst into summer, and you better make sure that your air conditioning unit is working. And if it is not, or you're even concerned about it, maybe you need to get a tune-up. My suggestion is this. Go to Mighty Plumbing, Heating, and Air. I want to bring in my friend Kevin from Mighty Plumbing, Heating, and Air. How are you, my man?
I'm good, Eric. How are you?
So if everybody's worried, you know what? I've got to make sure that my HVAC is working. You guys have an unbelievable deal going on right now for just $69. What is it?
We do. We've got a tune-up special. We'll go out, check everything, and make sure that you're good and guarantee it for the season.
So what is a 30-point inspection and safety check? What actually does that mean?
So we're going to clean the outside unit, and then we're going to check. We're going to do a safety check and then check all the electrical components, refrigerant, airflow, the actual furnace, blowing, anything like that. So there's 30 points that the technician goes over with the customer, and then this way we know and can guarantee that it's good for the season.
Your customers absolutely love you on Google. Over 150 five-star reviews. I know it's because of the service and the type of business that you have built, but I'm guessing it is also the type of product that you use, Rudd product. What is that, and why is that so reliable for your customers?
It's just building the relationship. So we have a really good relationship with them, and they back us 100%. So this way we're putting in good quality stuff that we don't have to go back to, which makes our customers happy, and that's how we get our reviews.
Is this pretty much the best stuff in the business that people could get?
It's the best of the business.
And can anybody else in town that does what you do, can everybody work with Rudd or probably not?
No, probably not. They only use the select contractors that they select through, and then they hold us to a very high standard.
So the best in the business wants to work with you, and that is the benefit all of your customers get. And that is the highest compliment I'm guessing you can get.
It is.
How do people find you?
Easiest way is go to mightyph.com. You can schedule right there on the website.
Again, $69 for a 30-point inspection and a safety check. And don't forget, not only are you working with the best equipment in the business, my opinion, you're working with the best guy and the best company in the business, my man Kevin from Mighty Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Have a good day, my friend.
You too. Right. Bye-bye.
See ya. All right, time now for the final word.
The final word. Presented by Revive Performance for Men. If you've lost your confidence in the bedroom because of erectile dysfunction, get what you want so you can give her what she wants. Go to rpm-colorado.com. Just in case you missed it. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
Just in case you missed it, the Colorado Avalanche are in Las Vegas tonight taking on the Golden Knights. Vegas leads the season series 4-3, and this is one of three games the Avalanche have left, the other two against the Kings at home. How important is this game for the Avalanche, and how do you see them playing right now heading into the playoffs?
At the end of the day for them, they pretty much have to win out in order to have a shot at the, you know, the top spot in the division. So if they wind up winning tonight, they pick up 2 points, right? Now they're sitting at 78. Vegas is sitting at 80. They have to hope that Vegas loses out. Generally speaking, I'm not including ties. Everyone knows how hockey works with 2 points, 1 point. It's a tough road to hoe.
Yeah, and tiebreaker is wins, correct?
Tiebreakers mean head-to-head?
I mean in the standings. If they're tied in the standings, is it head-to-head? Or is it wins? Because a win tonight, the Avs have 37 wins, the Knights have 39, and the
that's
Avs
a great league. Question. Wins over replacement or something like that.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Did I say that? I totally butchered that, didn't I? It's overall wins having nothing to do with overtime, non-overtime wins, legitimate wins in regulation. That is probably one of the tiebreakers.
Yeah, and Vegas has 38, you know, rows, and the Avs have 36 regulation wins. So
regulation wins. So yeah. Who has more?
Vegas does.
Right. There you go. So.
Just in case you missed it, over the weekend, Russell Westbrook tied Oscar Robertson's career triple-double record, 181 total career triple-doubles. Obviously, Russell Westbrook probably going to get a couple more. Is triple-double an overrated stat, or does it bear something to saying how great a player is?
I think it's a great stat. It shows people that you aren't just a one-trick pony, or a lot of players are two-trick ponies. Great scorer, great rebounder, right? Great scorer, great at dishing out assists. It's tough to do three things really well. That's why Jokic is so fantastic. That's why Westbrook is so fantastic. You know, you look at some of the greatest players of all time. Just pick one. Pick one.
Magic Johnson.
Scoring, rebounding, and assists.
LeBron James.
Scoring, rebounding, and assists.
Michael Jordan.
Scoring, rebounding, and assists.
And defense, too.
And defense. So what I'm saying is the great players can beat you if they're not scoring well that night. Can beat you if they're not rebounding well that night. A guy like Shaquille O'Neal, fantastic player. One of the best players ever, but he was a two-trick pony. Scorer and a rebounder.
You know, Jokic is already top 10 all-time in triple-doubles.
It doesn't surprise me at all.
With 56.
Joel Embiid, MVP candidate, scorer, rebounder.
Yeah.
He doesn't get 10 block shots a game. Might have two or three. Doesn't have 10.
What makes you a triple-double threat, generally speaking, is going to be the rebounds and assists, because you're not getting there in blocks and you're not getting there in steals.
Correct.
It's scoring, rebounds, and assists. And those are the phases of Jokic's game. I mean, he's sitting at 56 right now. I mean, I would not be surprised. He's got to get to 100 triple doubles to be in the top five, although LeBron's probably going to push that number higher. But I think Nikola Jokic in the end is going to be in the top three all-time triple doubles.
He might be. All right, that was Mountain High Appliance. Just in case you missed it, you could try before you buy. That means you can walk in any store. Try out the appliances before you buy them. When you make a purchase like that, an investment like that, you're not going to buy a car and not take it for a test drive. Why not do that with appliances? You could do that at Mountain High Appliance. You can't do that at the big box stores. You can find Mountain High Appliance in Louisville, Littleton, and you can also find their clearance center in Denver. Coming up after the break, I think most Broncos fans would agree, and most observers would agree, it was time for John Elway to move on. But now that we are looking at the Broncos roster and their salary cap, was everyone out there, including me, way too hard on John Elway? That's next.